Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Apple Bites for April 25th, 2023. I'm Mike Hartwig. I'm your Zoom host. This is a presentation sponsored by Blind Information Technologists, eSpecialists, otherwise known as BITS. You can learn more about BITS by going to the BITS website. You can visit that website at bits-acb.org. Again, that's bits-acb.org, where you can learn more about being a member, signing up for the BITS Announced email list, and just anything BITS related. You can also send a blank email to subscribe to the BITS email list, and the address to do that is BITS. Herbie, can you give me that email address to subscribe at BITS?
It's BITS plus subscribe at groups.io, I think.
That's the main list. bits-announce-plus-subscribe-at-groups.io, I believe, is the other one. Bear with me, guys. This is the first time I've ever done this announcement. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Herbie Allen, our presenter for this evening.
All right. So with that, good evening, everybody. I am Herbie Allen here with you. And today I am going to talk about voiceover settings on your phone. We all use voiceover, but do we actually know how to make it fully work for us? What if, for instance, you don't like how fast or slow it talks? Do you like the rotor? Do you wish that there were some easy ways you could do things? Do you wish that different apps could talk in different voices? There's a whole lot of things that we can do with voiceover, and I'm going to do my best to explain them all to you tonight. Now, there's two things you need to know about settings when it comes to voiceover, and this probably is common knowledge for the majority of you, but I do not know if we have anybody that is in a situation where they're new to the iPhone or recently lost their sight, need a voiceover, and so this is probably more for their benefit, but it does need to be explained. So there are a lot of accessibility settings in general, and one thing that people confuse sometimes with voiceover is spoken content. And that is completely different than voiceover. It is intended more for people that are sighted that might still want some things spoken out loud. And that is actually not related to voiceover. And it can make your life with voiceover difficult and having those things enabled. So you want to make sure nothing in spoken content is enabled. But we're going to now talk about voiceover, pure and true voiceover here. So there has been a lot of things we've been able to do with voiceover over the year. And they've definitely added on to it and all that jazz. So how do we get to our voiceover settings? Well, I'm so glad you asked. We can open settings, and I'm going to do that 1904 with... For let's see if the Grump will cooperate with us tonight. Open settings.
Settings.
She did! All right, I told her if she was on her best behavior, I'd give her a piece of candy. That's how you work with Siri, guys. And try it. See if it works for you. Anyway, we're now going to just swipe down a little ways until we get to settings, and I will let you hear all the options.
Search field.
The search field, by the way, can be useful if you want to really just find something a little bit quicker.
Herbert Allen, Apple Family, button. Herbert Sir Pods Max, button. Airplane mode, off. Wi-Fi, fuzzy lock. Bluetooth, on. Cellular, button. Personal hotspot, notifications, sounds and focus. Screen time, general, but control center, display and bright, home screen, accessibility button.
Ah, there we go. After all that, finally we get to accessibility. I'm going to double tap with one finger.
Vision, heading, Voiceover on button.
So this first one can definitely seem a little bit off-putting because you might be thinking, wait a minute, it's saying voiceover on. If I double tap this, is it going to turn it off? At least I first wondered. But no, all this is just telling you the status of voiceover, but it's not in itself a voiceover toggle. So we're going to double tap it.
On.
And right off the bat, we are presented with an on-off toggle. If I were to press it, it would turn it off. I have no desire to turn off my voiceover, but we're going to swipe past that.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
Oh, what do you know? VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. So Apple's trying to give you a brief explanation of what VoiceOver is.
Tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item. Learn more. Link. Link.
So it gives you some basics just to get started.
VoiceOver practice button.
And there is a VoiceOver practice. Now, this is one way to get to it. Another way is with the VoiceOver help, which you can toggle anywhere from the screen with a quadruple tap with four fingers. And that is an easier way to get to it. And you can get out of the VoiceOver help by locking the screen or doing a two-finger scrub or doing the quadruple tap again.
Tip: detection mode. Magnifier can help describe scenes, detect people, doors, and text using your iPhone's camera. Four-finger triple tap to open magnifier.
So the triple tap will open the magnifier, and the quadruple tap will open help. And magnifier is a whole other thing altogether, but it is used for things like door detection and whatnot.
Speaking rate, heading.
So right off the bat, you can see here that this is one way we can adjust the speaking rate.
Speaking rate, 55%, adjustable.
So when it's saying adjustable, this means, of course, I can swipe up and down. So I can go up.
65%, 75%, 85%, 95%, 100%.
So
100%, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%.
This one, interestingly 50%. Enough, goes in increments of 10%. I really find that annoying, actually.
Speech button.
So let's see if I can adjust that. Well, you know what? We'll live at 50, but
vertical navigate. I just want to show you speaking rate, actually. 50%.
If I look at the rotor here.
55%. Vertical navigate.
So that's a big difference between adjusting voiceover that way versus doing it with a rotor. Rotor, you get 5% intervals, whereas doing it from the main screen here, you get 10% intervals. So now we're presented with a whole thing of buttons.
Speech button.
We got speech.
Braille button.
Braille.
Voiceover recognition button.
Voiceover recognition.
Verbosity button. Audio button. Commands button. Activities button. Rotor button. Rotor actions button. Typing button. Quick settings button. Quick settings allows you to access voiceover settings at any time. Access quick settings with two-finger quadruple tap. Navigation style. Flat button. Navigate images. Large cursor. Caption panel. Double tap time. Double tap timeout.
So as you can hear, there is a lot here to take a look at. We probably won't get through everything. I don't know. We will see.
At voice, double tap to act. Learn voice tip. Voice speaking rate.
So
heading.
I'm gonna go speech. Start with the speech button.
Speaking speech button. Voice Siri voice for United States button.
So this is where we can adjust the voice.
Pronunciations button.
We can look at our pronunciations dictionary.
Pitch heading.
We can
pitch 50%
adjustable. The pitch
60%. 70%. 50%.
Okay, get back to the normal pitch.
Pitch change, off. Detect languages, on.
So let's talk about the pitch change. So you can have your voiceover change pitch on certain things, such as capital letters. I have mine
pitch
off,
change.
But you can
off.
Double
on.
Tap, and it will be on.
Off. Detect languages, on. VoiceOver will switch voices when text in another language is detected. Rotor language.
And why do I have that on? I do not know. I want that off.
Off.
Okay, that'll make life a lot easier sometimes.
VoiceOver will rotor languages. Heading. Add new language. Button.
So if you want to have multiple voice profiles in your rotor, this is how you would do that.
Add new language. Button. English. South Africa.
And
screen
so,
curtain on. Add new language.
And now
heading.
We're getting a voiceover bug, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
English. South Africa. Add speech back button. Add
so here
English,
I can double tap
India,
on one.
English, Scotland, English, UK.
So if I double tap on English,
voice,
UK.
Siri voice for United States button. Pronunciations button. Pitch heading. Pitch change. Detect voice rotor. English, UK. Daniel, selected. Add new language. Select rotor languages. Heading.
So now I've got an additional language in my rotor. And so if I look for
describe
languages.
Describe images. Volume. Characters. Characters. Words. Language. Headings. Language.
There we
default.
Go. And I'm using, by the way, the two-finger dial gesture to go to the right to go through my rotor here.
English UK.
So now I've swiped down and I've switched to my other language that I have in here.
English. Us. Default.
And okay, that's great. But you know what? I really
selected.
Want this gone.
Add new language. Button. English. South Africa. Add new language. English. Scotland. English Australia. English US. Vietnamese. Valencian. Add new language. Heading. English. South Africa.
Okay, that's right. We can't
speech.
Do it from
back.
Here. So.
Speech. Add new language. Rotor languages. Heading. English UK. Daniel. Button.
But if we double tap on this.
English UK. Heading. Select. Eloquence. But selected. Daniel. Button. Alec, Jamie, Button, Kate, but Oliver,
we
Button,
can change
Serena,
the different
Button,
voices that are in the language.
70% adjust speaking rate. Stephanie, Button, Siri, Button, speech, back button, speech.
So that's pretty cool there.
English UK, Daniel, English UK, heading, selected, Daniel, Button, Alec, English UK, English UK, speech,
and it
back button,
go back
speech.
To my back button, thank you, iPhone.
English, rotor language, English, delete.
And I can just swipe up to delete.
Add new language, Button.
And there you go. I've now deleted that rotor language out of my thing. So you can have, I don't know if there's a limit to the rotor languages, but you definitely can have more than two. So,
rotor languages, heading.
There you go.
Detect languages. Pitch 50%. Voiceover. Back. Voiceover.
All right, so that's it for a voice. Oh, no, that is not it for a
voiceover
setting.
Accessibility.
I did not go over
voiceover.
How to actually
heading.
Change
voiceover.
Voices.
Heading. Speaking rate. Heading. Tip. Speaking rate. 50. Speech. Button. Voice.
So let's
Siri
go back
voice
in
for
here.
United States. But selected. English
so
US.
So saying the voice I'm using, if I want to change it, I double tap where it says the voice and what voice I'm using.
Agnes. Alex. Button. Allison. Ava. Button. Bruce. Button.
And then I can switch
Eloquence,
to a
button.
Different one. So.
Evan. Button.
We can.
English. Us. Download Evan. Evan.
Oh, I have to download
English.
Evan.
Back button.
So I can't
English.
Switch to him easily.
Junior. Kathy. Button.
But.
Fred. Button.
If I want to switch to Fred.
English. Us. Fred. Fred.
I would just go to this subfolder here and double tap on him and
selected Fred.
Voila,
Fred,
it changes.
English, back button, English.
Now let's change it back.
Select Alec, Allison, English, Australia, heading. English, India, heading, English, Ireland.
And
heading.
I can actually have it be on a different voice. So even though it's on a US profile, it can be any voice.
English, 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 US, head, English, speech, speech, Samantha, button, rap, Noel, button, rap, Siri, Susan, button, Siri, button.
And if you want any of the Siri voices like I
English,
do, we double tap
heading.
On here.
Download voice. Voice 4, using 450.
Selected, voice 4.
And I've now switched it back to my voice 4 by double-tapping the Siri button and selecting the voice that
English,
I
back
want.
Button,
sorry,
English.
Fred, but you've got to go.
Speech, back button, speech, back button, add new language, button, voiceover, voiceover,
so unfortunately,
back button,
we have
voiceover.
To go back several screens.
Speech,
so that's
button.
It for our speech settings. All right, let's now...
Braille, button.
I'm not really going to dwell on Braille just because I don't know anything about it much. I don't use it, but we can, well,
output,
we'll take a
contracted,
quick
button.
Look here because there's a couple things. So you can set your Braille output.
Input, contracted, button.
And so this is for like your Braille displays, output and input set to contracted.
Braille screen input, contracted, button.
Braille screen input. Here we can customize our Braille screen input settings.
Braille tables, one, button.
And I just have one Braille table in here, the UEB one, but you can add multiple tables.
Status cells, button. Equations use Nemeth code, on. Show on screen keyboard, off. Turn pages when panning, on. Word wrap, on. Text formatting, off. Braille alert messages, 3S, button.
All right.
Text Braille alert messages, 3S. Ignore court duration, 0.3S. Auto advanced duration, 5S. Choose a Braille display. Chanel Allen's keyboard, Herbert's AirPods Mac, Herbert's Apple Watch, connected, button.
Okay, so why it's showing
actions
these
available.
Other things as Braille displays, I
searching, dimmed,
don't
in
know.
Progress, in progress.
But that is also where you would go to connect a Braille display, and you would have your Braille display in pairing mode, and then it should see it. So that's something to know. One exception is the Orbit Writer. That, I believe, you connect as a regular... I'm sorry, not the Orbit Writer, the Hable 1. Yikes. The Hable 1, that, I do believe, you connect as a Bluetooth keyboard, but all the other Braille displays, you're going to connect from here.
Voiceover.
In the Braille
back
settings.
Button. Voiceover. Speaking rate. Heading. Braille. Button. Voiceover recognition button.
Okay, let's talk about voiceover recognition, and we're going to address now one of the serious bugs that people run into recently with the latest iOS.
Using on-device intelligence. Voiceover recognition heading. Using on-device intelligence, your iPhone will automatically improve the accessibility of apps, images, and text. Image descriptions on button.
Image descriptions, this is where VoiceOver will try to add its own description to images that you'll come across. And how it works is it'll read its normal numbo jumbo first, and then you'll get like a little tone, and then it'll add in its own thing.
Your iPhone will speak descriptions of images and apps and on the web. Screen recognition, off button.
Screen recognition. So let's talk about this, because this has been a very interesting feature. And what this does is it kind of remaps the screen to try to make hidden things more accessible. And I've used it with a certain degree of success. But lately, well, you've even heard my voiceover doing it, where it'll say screen curtain on and whatever. Now, it's not really frozen my phone, but one thing that was discussed is from Apple Accessibility that they recommended to some people is if you turn off screen recognition, that should at least solve part of the problem with voiceover freezing. I'd say they still need to really fix the bug, but if you double tap here, it's one of those where
screen recognition off.
You can turn it on or off.
19 MB required. Your iPhone will automatically improve the accessibility of apps that have no accessibility information. Such apply to apps, audiobooks, button.
And one thing that's cool about screen recognition, if you know there's an app that really needs it, then you can actually have it automatically apply to it if you have the feature enabled.
Apply to, heading, ACB link, AF radio, button, Amazon, button, Amazon Alexa, button, Amazon Music, App Store, Apple Store, Audible, button, selected, backpack, button, Bally Sports, button, Bard Mobile, button, Be My Eyes, button.
So you can see, I can see all my apps in here, and I can just select
Beats Pill Superscript plus sign, button, selected, Beats Pill Superscript plus.
And so that'll make it so that when I open the Beats app, screen recognition will automatically be triggered. But you know what?
Beats Pill
that was a mistake. I don't really need it for that app, so I just double-tapped again to unselect it.
Screen recognition. Screen rec... Voiceover recognition. Back button. Voiceover... Screen recognition. Off button.
All right, so that's it for screen recognition. And you would otherwise just toggle it in your rotor. If you have it in your rotor, that is one of the easiest ways.
Your iPhone will automatically text recognition. On.
Text recognition.
Your iPhone will speak descriptions of text found in images.
So it's supposed to let you read text that are in images.
Feedback style, play sound button.
So when it's talking about feedback style here, you can have it play a sound, or if we were to go into it, it would tell you do nothing is the other alternative. So what this means is you get that little tone sound when VoiceOver is about to give you an extra announcement. And if you don't want it to do that, then you can turn that off.
Output options for VoiceOver recognition. Output options for voiceover, back button, voiceover recognition, voiceover,
all right.
Back, voiceover, back button, voiceover.
Let's go back out of that screen.
Speaking rate, headed, voiceover, verbosity, button.
Let's take a look at verbosity. How much information do we want voiceover to give us?
Punctuation, button, verbosity, heading, punctuation, button.
So here we've got, again, a ton of options. And I'm just going to take a look at what we've got, and then we'll kind of take a look, maybe not at all of them, but a few.
Customize how punctuation is output. Speak hints, off. Always speak notifications, off. Quick nav announcements, speak. Play sound, button. Flashlight notifications, on, button. Capital letters, speak cap, button. Deleting text, change pitch, button. Links, speak. Braille, button. Actions, speak. Braille, button. More content, do nothing, button. Container descriptions, speak. Change numbers, words, button. Table output, heading. Table headers, on. Row and column numbers, on. Determines whether this information is output when that rotor actions, heading. Speak confirmation, off. Web rotor summary, speak, button. Emojis, speak. Emoji suffix, off. Speaks the word emoji when emoji are read in text content. Media descriptions, speech, button. Determines how closed captions plus SDH are output during media playback. Determines how closed.
So as you can hear, we've got a ton of things we can customize. Let's go back up to punctuation
button. Active punctuation group. Some button. System groups. Heading. All button. Some button. None button. Add punctuation group button. Import button. Import button.
So the idea, I think, with the punctuation groups is you can give kind of like different apps slightly different behaviors if you want. But mine is just set to some. And that's what I like it as.
Add
But
none button.
if you want to
Sub
adjust
all
it,
button. Sys active punctuation group. Sum button. System
we can
group.
Just double
heading.
Tap here.
All. Selected. Sum. None. None.
And you've got your choice between all, some, or none.
Punctuation.
And
fact. Punctuation.
That can go based on
punctuation.
Your preference.
Fact. Verbosity. Punctuate. Customize how punctuation. Speak hints. Off.
Speak hints. I generally don't find hints useful, and I've had those off for who knows how long.
Always speak notification. Quick nav announcements. Speak. Always speak notifications. Off.
Always speak notifications. I really don't know what this is like with having it on because it always speaks my notifications anyway. So, I couldn't say that I've noticed any difference one way.
Quick nav announcements. Speak. Play sound.
Quick
button.
Nav. So this is something you're going to encounter if you have a Bluetooth keyboard or a Braille display that uses quick nav, like the Mantis or the Habel One. And how this works is what it will do by default on the phone is it'll play a tone. But if we
selected,
want to change
speak,
this.
Selected. Play. Change pitch. Braille. Do nothing. Do nothing. Quick nav. Selected. Speak. Selected. Play sound.
So we can have it actually speak instead of playing a sound saying quick nav on, quick nav off.
Change pitch. Braille. Do nothing.
And those are our options. So
quick
I have mine just
back
playing
button.
The tone, but you can set yours to what you want.
Verbosity. Heading. Always speak. Quick nav announce. Flashlight notifications. On. Button.
This is something that was introduced a couple of iOS's ago, and it's really useful. It's supposed to tell you that your flashlight is on.
Capital letters. Speak cap. Button.
Capital letters. How do you want those to be announced? Do you want to hear cap A, or do you want it to change the pitch?
Selected. Speak cap. Play sound. Change pitch. Do nothing.
So again, you've got a wealth of different options, and you just double tap and set it to what you want it to do. Do you want it to play a sound when you're capitalizing letters? Do you want
cap,
to
verbosity,
change
button,
pitch?
Verbosity.
I personally like the word cap.
Deleting text. Change pitch. Button.
When you're deleting text, again, you can customize the options here.
Links. Speak. Braille. Button. Actions. Speak. Braille. Button. More content. Do nothing. Button. Container descriptions. Speak. Change pitch. Braille. Button. Voiceover,
and
back
so
actions,
some of these
more
as well.
Numbers, media descriptions, speaks the word emoji, emoji suffix, off.
So I have it saying, not saying emoji, I know it's emoji when I see a happy face, I know it's an emoji.
Emojis, speak, web rotor summary, speak, speak confirmation, off. Rotor actions, heading, row and column numbers, on, tape, numbers, words, button. Selected, words, digits. Selected words, numbers, verbosity,
so
back, verbosity.
You can just go in here and customize things from there.
Voiceover, back, but voiceover.
I think it gives you a general idea.
Verbosity, button, audio, button.
All right, now let's take a look at audio. This is an interesting one.
Sounds and haptics, audio, heading. Sounds and haptics, button.
We're going to come back to sounds and haptics.
Audio ducking, off.
Audio ducking. So this is a feature that some people love or some people hate. I use it very interchangeably. Sometimes I want it, sometimes I do not. Right now it is off. When it is on, the idea is to make the volume of whatever you were listening to lower than voiceover. And like I said, sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes it can be very annoying. It really just depends on the situation and what you were doing. And you can also have this in the rotor, by the way, which we will talk about the rotor in a little bit. But that's audio ducking for you.
Auto select speaker and call on.
Auto select speaker and call on. This is on by default. What it does is when you are in a phone call, if you move the phone away from your ear, it should automatically switch to speakerphone. This is especially useful for people that are having to deal with like those automated systems or whatever. And it's pretty convenient too. I mean, you don't have to worry about the speaker button, but you might be able to, you might find it annoying. And so if you want your phone to stay in one place, you would turn this off here. And by the way, that also works for some other apps like Zoom and WhatsApp and other things. So, but that's what that is supposed to do. And if you find that feature annoying, you can turn it off here in audio.
During audio calls, automatically switch to the speaker when not holding your iPhone to your ear. Send to HDMI, off. Any externally connected media devices should be reconnected for this change to take effect. Speech channel system capture, heading. Selected, system capture 1. Selected, system capture 2. Sound channel system capture, heading. Selected, system capture 1. Selected, system capture 2. Selected, system capture 2. Selected, system capture 2.
So if you are
selected, system capture
listening on the computer, then you'll notice that my voiceover sounds are suddenly now coming out of the left-hand side. If you are listening on the phone, or if you are listening to this on the recording, you are not noticing this.
Select system capture 2. Selected system
and
capture
I'm going
2.
To, so that's our system capture 1, system capture Se- 2.
Selected system capture 2.
And I'm also going to do this.
Selected system capture 1. Selected system capture 1.
Notice that voiceover now, again, if you're on the computer and you're wearing headphones, you should notice that it's coming out of my right ear. So if you're hearing it out of your left ear only, change your headphones.
Selected. System capture 1.
So that means you could have the voiceover selected itself system coming out of one ear and the sounds coming out of the other if you want to do so. And like I said, if you're listening to this on your phone or on the recording, you're not hearing the stereo effect, unfortunately, but you can go play with this in your system.
Voice audio, sounds and haptics, button, sounds,
sounds
heading
and haptics. So if you want to know what all the sounds do, this is where you can learn them.
Sounds on, match speech volume, off.
And you can also turn the sounds off if you want. I have mine not matching the speech volume because that makes the sounds a bit too loud.
Sound volume, 100%, adjustable.
You can adjust the sound level.
The volume rotor will change only the volume of voiceover speech. Haptics, heading. Haptics, on.
Some people don't like the extra haptics that voiceover can give you, like, you know, you'll feel the phone vibrating when you're swiping. I personally like it.
Haptic intensity, 100%. Interaction, heading. Item focused, button. Screen recognition item focused, button. Item focused,
button. So now we
can
double tap on one of these buttons, so let's double tap on item focused.
Sound, on. Haptic, on. Preview, button. Selected.
And there you
preview
go. I can preview the sounds.
Sounds
so
and haptics.
You can actually
sounds
learn what the different sounds are.
Item
so
focused.
Let's just
button
pick one random.
Rows. System. Heading. System. Reachability started. Button.
Oh, here's one
sound
I do not
on
have enabled.
Preview. Preview. Button.
Okay. Same as our mission control center. So there you go.
Sounds and haptic.
Now
sounds.
You know what that's like.
Reachability. Dock appeared. Button. Sound. On. Preview. Button.
Hey, I like that one.
Sounds
now,
and haptics.
One of the common questions I know that I'm probably likely to get, can you change these sounds? No. So.
Dock appeared. Heading.
You can turn them on and off, but you cannot
sounds
actually
and
change
haptic
them.
Sounds
so.
Audio. Back button. Audio. Selected. System. Selected. System. Sound check. Selected. System captured. Selected. System. System capture 1. Selected system voiceover
okay,
back button
wants to be stuck at the
voiceover
here. Let's there we go
audio button commands button.
All right, now let's take a look at commands. This is one I don't do too much with, but
all commands button, touch gestures button, keyboard shortcuts button. Commands are prefixed with the voiceover modifier key, caps lock, handwriting button, braille screen input button, braille devices heading. Chanel Allen's keyboard. Reset voice. Braille handwriting.
So
button.
Here
braille
we can
screen
adjust
input
some things.
Button.
If we look at
swipe
braille screen input.
One finger. Heading. One finger swipe left. Backspace. Button. One finger swipe right. Insert space. Button. One finger swipe up. Previous suggestion. Button.
So here's where you can get a list of all the things you can do with braille screen input.
One finger swipe down. Next swipe. Two fingers. Heading. Two finger swipe left. Delete word. Button. Commands. Back button.
And the reason why
two
is it,
fingers,
is it showing
three,
you this?
Three finger swipe up. Quick action. Button.
I could actually change this if I wanted
selected
to.
Three finger swipe up. Cancel. Button. Commands. Heading. Search. Search field. Backspace. Copy. Cut. Delete. Insert space.
So basically what I can do is I can readjust this command to do something else. So if I want my three finger swipe up to be an automatic copy, for instance, then I can have it do that. I really don't.
Launch
but,
next braille mode. Next braille table. Next keyboard language. Cancel. Button.
And so that's making, again, voiceover working for you. So if you do not like the default
selected
commands
three
or
fingers
something, you
commands
can
back button
adjust it.
Commands.
Let's take a look at
braille
some
screen
braille screen
hand commands. Keyboard shortcuts. Button. Touch gesture. All commands. Button. Interaction. Button. Basic navigation. Button. Text navigation. Button.
Let's
basic
navigation.
Navigation. Move in. Button. Move out. Button. Move to bottom of contain. Move to bottom of document. Move to first item. Button. Touch gestures. Heading. Add gesture button. Keyboard shortcuts heading. Home. Add keyboard shortcut. Commands are prefixed with a voiceover.
And so these are a lot of keyboard commands. So if you're using a Bluetooth keyboard and you want to use something other than your home key to go to the top of the screen,
basic navigation, all commands, back all command, text, advanced navigation, button, editing, button, add text, basic navigation, but interaction, all commands, back button, commands.
And there is a whole all commands,
touch gesture, keyboard shortcuts, but commands are prefixed with a voice keyboard, touch gestures, button.
Let's take a look at touch
tap,
gestures.
One finger single tap, speak item, dimmed, one finger double tap, activate, dimmed, one finger triple tap, perform long press, button.
So if I don't like the fact that I can do my finger triple tap to do long press because I can actually already do a long press, I could actually have it do something
one
else.
One finger quadruple tap, secondary activate button. One finger triple tap, selected. One finger search, interact, activate. Escape. Magic tap, selected. Perform, secondary activate, basic navigation, heading, move in, move out. Move to item below.
And if I can go through different categories by heading.
Text navigation, heading. Item text search, move to next column.
And there you go, and can select the one I want it
can't
to do.
Commands, cancel, button. Select one, tap, two finger, single tap, two, tap, three finger, tap, four finger, swipe, one finger, heading. One finger swipe left, move to previous item. One finger swipe right, move to next item, dim. One finger swipe up, one finger swipe, two finger swipe left, move to previous heading, button.
So this is one I actually customized, and I set it so that way I can automatically, with two fingers, move between headings and wherever I'm at, so that way I don't always have to find it in the rotor. So that is a very useful thing to do. And that I will point out that this one can definitely be overwhelming because there's so much you can change. So it's really one I'd only do if you really do not like how a certain command is working for you, or you want to come explore this. This is
probably commands, back button commands, touch keyboard shortcuts.
That's
button.
All I really want to show voiceover, you for
back button voiceover, audio button, activities button.
Let's look at activities.
Programming button. Activities allow you to change a group of voiceover settings quickly with the rotor, or automatically when opening an app or encountering a specific item in the user interface. Add activity button. Add activity. Program edit button.
So I really don't do much with this.
Add activity button. Speaking rate 50% volume 80% mute speech mute sound audio ducking default verbosity setting punctuation emojis deep container description table headers row and column numbers deep image speak hints default button modifier keys deep activity.
So but I can basically activity. The idea is I can set a certain rate. So let's say if I want my Zoom app to talk at a rate of like 70%, and I want it to, or I want my Microsoft Word, if I were to ever use that on the phone, to have all punctuation, I could set it so that VoiceOver would automatically recognize certain settings when I open a particular app.
Active edit button, programming button, selected. Activity, program name, speech and audio settings, voice, default button. Speaking rate 50% volume 80% mute speech deep mute sound deep pro activities programming heading modifier keys default pro activities back button activity.
All right, so
activities heading.
Like I said, I really don't do much with this one.
Voiceover
really
back
too
button
much detail.
Voiceover
has a specific
activities
questions,
button.
We'll come back to that.
Audio button commands activities rotor button.
All right, let's talk about my favorite, the rotor.
Selected characters. Voice rotor selected. Reorder characters. But
one of the things I've been truly amazed about is how many people do not actually realize what you can do here. And the nice thing about rotor is, you know, when you turn that little dial on your screen on the phone, you can have things ordered in a way that you would like. And that can really come in handy. For instance, I want my links to show up almost right away when I'm in Safari. So I have them more towards the top, whereas it might have headings a little bit further down.
So selected.
Especially
words
now that I can swipe.
Reorder lines. Punctuation. Actions available.
And so let's put in punctuation.
Selected.
I'm going
punctuation
to select it.
Reorder punctuation.
And
button.
I don't
draggable
like where it's at. I want
actions
it
move down. Activate default.
Yeah,
move down.
Move it down.
Moved below sounds. Reorder sounds.
And now
sounds
I've just moved where I put punctuation.
Reorder selected. Punctuation.
And now I can see where things are at in my rotor. And if I change my
punctuation
mind, I can take something out of the rotor by unselecting it. So another way you can reorder things too.
Sounds. Actions of selected.
Select
sounds.
Sounds.
Selected. Reorder sounds. Button. Punctuation.
Whoa.
Actions. Reorder punctuation. But
drag
draggable.
On the
actions available. Move up. Move down. Activate default.
Thing, but they've kind of changed
punctuation. Reorder hints. Selected sounds. Sounds.
But the rotor is nice because you can put in here whatever you want, and there's a lot of options.
Voice rotor select. Reorder selected. Braille screen input. Selected words. Text selection. Lines. Sounds. Punctuation. Hints. Braille table. Braille auto advanced speed. Activities. Handwriting. Containers. Selected buttons. Selected headings. Selected visited links.
So I have things in here that are relevant to me. No, I don't like
reorder visited links. But selected visited links. Move up. Move down. Move below links.
There
reorder
we go.
Links. But
I've
draggable.
Moved my visited links now. And there you go. And the rotor just lets you get through each thing, you know, each category with the left and right dial motion on your screen and then flicking up and down. So
voiceover back button.
Now,
voiceover.
Another thing we have aside from the rotor now is quick settings. And let's just take a quick look at that with a two-finger quadruple tap.
Voiceover settings, heading, done, filter, audio ducking, off, braille input, contract, hints, off, image description settings, language,
this
English.
This will let you just sum things on the fly.
Large cursor, off, media descriptions, navigate images, navigation style, phonetic, pitch change, software, sounds, on, software typing feed, sound, speaking rate, done, voice, done.
And then
button.
There's a done button at the top.
Verbosity, button. Audio commands, but act rotor actions button. Edit
right,
apps on home screen.
Let's take a look at rotor
on.
Actions.
Direct touch apps button. Direct touch allows voiceover to control an app directly without requiring more interaction. Direct touch. Direct edit app rotor actions heading. Edit apps on home screen on.
So this allows for you to edit apps on the home screen.
Voice voiceover
and
back
all
button.
That.
Voiceover commands button. Rotor action typing button.
So next we got typing. This is where we can adjust our different typing styles from braille screen input to the wet keyboard, a whole type of things here.
Typing style, phonetic feedback, character and phonetics button.
We can also adjust whether we get phonetic feedback, like do you want it to say echo when you press E afterwards and things like that.
Typing feedback button. Modifier keys, caps lock, keyboard interaction time, 1s button. Keyboard interact, typing style, touch typing button. Typing heading.
So let's go.
Typing
so
style.
See, I'm
standard
set to
typing.
Touch typing, but I can send it to standard.
Selected. Touch. Direct touch type. Direct touch typing. Typing. Back button.
And this is what it defaults to. Now, of course, typing will also appear in the rotor as well. But
typing.
My default is
typing.
Set to touch.
Net typing feedback button. Modifier keys.
Oh, typing feedback. That's important because do you want to hear the letters you're pressing?
Type voiceover.
So
back,
a lot
voiceover.
We can do with typing.
Quick settings allows you navigate. Quick settings, typing, but quick settings, button, activities, reorder, always speak, reorder, selected, audio ducking, braille alert messages, braille auto advance.
So as with the rotor, we can adjust what things appear in activities. And
reorder braille auto, selected, braille input, braille output. Braille tables.
So you can see, for instance, because I don't use a Braille display, I don't have Braille output enabled, but I do have Braille input in here because that's relevant
caption panel.
To me.
Quick voiceover. Back all right, voiceover.
Guys. I've done quick. A lot of talking for now, so why don't we see if you all have questions? And now's a good chance, time to do that. So if you do, why don't you raise your hand and I will get to Mike will call on you and we'll go from there. So on that note, Mike, do we have any raised hands?
We do, and our first hand of the evening is from Jewel.
Jewel, all right.
Jewel, I've sent you an unmute.
Talk to me.
Maybe that's why I didn't let my keyboard do it, because you sent me the unmute. My keyboard has a
mind of its
you know,
own
custom thing. Anyway, so I was actually surprised that you didn't mention this because this is actually mentioned earlier on mute and they had a question about easily changing speech rates. And I wanted to mention that in the added languages, you can actually add English multiple times and have different voice profiles that way. So you could
Yes.
have one that is at 60% and one that's at 90%. And then that way, if you want to slow it down suddenly, you can just switch languages. Thought I mentioned that.
Yes, that is a good point. I had forgotten to mention that you can add in the multiple, the English language or whatever
Yeah, a
language
lot of people.
multiple times.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, and that is
No.
one way to easily switch between, like, say, if you really need to go slow and you got to go
Yep.
50%, and then you want to go quickly back up to 90%.
And you don't want to
So,
make it app specific, you know, then.
exactly, yeah.
Yep.
So,
Very
I
good
just thought
point,
I'd
Jewel.
mention that.
All right. And as a reward, I'll let you teach the next lesson. How does that sound? All right, that's what I
I,
thought.
all
You
right,
muted
our.
her. All right.
No, actually, she muted herself.
Okay.
All
Very
right,
good.
our next question is from Heidi.
Heidi, all right.
And I've sent her an unmute request.
All right, put down those knitting needles and hit that unmute button. Uh-oh.
Okay, while we're waiting for Heidi to unmute, we're going to go to Suzanne.
All right. Am I
There we go.
unmuted?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much for this awesome presentation, Herbie. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time. I really needed this presentation. I'm digesting all the information. I have a question. Is there any way that a person can customize their sound when a certain person calls or texts, like you know that, oh, that's from my wife,
Yes.
or that's from my son, or what have you, that you know I got to get to that right away versus somebody that, oh, they can wait till later?
All right, very good question. The answer is yes, that is not done in voiceover, though. That is actually done in contacts.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yep. And I probably am getting my Heidis mixed up, by the way. But anyway, going back to you. So how we'll do this, I'll give you a brief demonstration.
Okay, thank you.
1942, one
Because
notification.
we can do that. So
Social folder, eight apps, seven
let's
new
go
items.
to
Telegram,
my
email,
phone.
phone.
And
Lists, back
you can do
button, tap
this
bar,
right from
voicemail,
phone, or
tap.
if you have the contacts app still on your phone, you can
Herbie
do it that
Allen,
way.
Tone M, Holly Anderson, Moni, Holly
I'm
Anderson,
gonna pick on Holly
Holly
here because I
Anderson,
can.
edit button.
So I've got her already in my contacts. So let's say this is somebody that's already in your contacts. What you do is you go to the edit button, but
Done, dimmed.
they do have to be in your contacts first. And by the way, that is not specific to iPhone. Back in the day, the old Nokia phones, they were the exact same way. The person had to be in your contacts first. Okay, except my
Next
phone
field.
lost connection here to
Matches
the
available.
mixer. Give me just a
Tap bar.
second.
Selected. Contacts. Tab. 3 of 5. Mobile. Button. Action.
Available. Cancel.
Thank you.
Done. First name. Holly. Text
So I
field.
can see her first
Last name.
name,
Company. Text
last
field.
name.
Mobile. Plus one. Add phone. Button. Add email. Ringtone. Default.
Ah, ringtone
Oh,
default. So
there it
now I can
is.
double tap on that.
Cancel. Button. Ring. Done. Emergency. Vibration. Emergency bypass allows sounds and
So
vibrations.
emergency bypass is off for her, but if I turned it on, she would always get through, even when my do not disturb is on or my mute is on.
Vibrate default. Office telephone biz default.
I can also adjust how the phone vibrates for her too. So if I want a custom vibration sound.
Office ringtones. Baby, I need your loving. Classic British phone ring. It's the same old song. It's the same old song. Office telephone business ringtone button. Ringtone button. The Hitchhiker's Guide
And
to the
some of
Galaxy.
these
Aliturka ring
duplicate, I
button.
can't
Angels we
too.
have heard
Don't
on
know
high.
why.
Aliturka ring. Ain't
And I
canon
think for
button.
Holly, we're gonna
Actions available.
have. So this is a custom ringtone that I have, but you keep going down, you'll see the ones for your phone. And then if I go back to the top of the screen,
Cancel. Ring done.
I can hit the
Ringtone,
done button,
sound,
and now she
canon.
has that particular ringtone. And I can do the same thing with text
Text tone,
tones. I
default.
swipe to the right to text tone.
Cancel, text done. Emergence, vibration, store, tone store, button. Download all purchased tones, button. This will download all ring, default. Hello, button. Alert tones. None button. Hello button. Aurora button. Bamboo button.
And I can double tap on the tone that I want, and then when I'm done.
Text tone. Hit cancel.
In this case, button. I'm going to hit the cancel button because I don't need to tap.
Add you text tone.
I probably should set one for her, but she doesn't text me that much. Well, I'll work on that later because I've kind of used up a lot of them. But when I'm done.
Can't done. First name. Done button.
I just go back up to the top of the screen, and I can hit the done button.
Edit.
And voila, Holly now has a custom ringtone. So
awesome.
That's how you do that.
Thank you so much for demonstrating. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's the last of the hands. Heidi, your hand, for some reason, was lowered. So if you have a question, raise your hand up again, and I'll give you the unmute. Oh, okay, here we go. Okay, I've sent you the unmute. There you go.
There we go.
There
so
we go.
So sorry about that. Hello. I have some quick questions. When I saw that this was coming up to that darn little rotator, I really do not quite understand what that rotator does. And I've been going through some of the steps with you under the accessibility options on my iPhone. And I'm noticing that there's like a direct touch area in
yes.
there somewhere. And I keep seeing that specifically with Hulu. And it always says, oh, use your rotator. I'm not sure exactly how to use the rotator, first off. And that's my simple question. And secondly, how that relates to those direct touch areas on specific apps.
All right. So when it regards to direct touch, oh, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. See you next time. Oh, no, just
dang
kidding.
It.
direct
okay.
touch. Okay, direct touch is really a nightmare, and if anybody is actually really good at it, then definitely, I'm giving you an invitation to raise your hand and see if you can give a better explanation than what I'm about to. It's really not an accessible thing. I've seen it used in a lot of apps, like you mentioned Hulu. I've not used Hulu myself, but I've heard of it being implemented in there. You can also use, like, a lot of the blindfold games also use direct touch, and that one honestly does kind of, you're supposed to be able to kind of move around in the direct touch area and get things to show up, and I really should find something to try to demonstrate that. Now, let's talk about the rotator, as you call it, or the rotor. So
the rotor.
Yep.
Ugh.
It is a rotator, though. I mean, you know. So, and I guess if you turn it too much, could you get a rotator cuff injury? I don't know.
Maybe.
So the rotor, let's talk about the voiceover rotor. So it's designed to let you choose between a number of various voiceover functions. So let's say you're coming across, you're reading a web page and you want to know how something is spelled. So you're on that sentence, you can move your rotor to go to words, and then you can swipe up and down and read word by word till you find that particular word and hear it clearly. And if you still need more clarification, you could move your rotor back to the left and read it character by character. You can also navigate, you know, like say if you're on a web page, you don't want to see everything on the web page, you just want to see the links. You can use your rotor to go to the links and then swipe up and down through those links till you get to the one that you want.
Is there a specific gesture for the rotor?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you put your two fingers on the phone and turn them clockwise and anti-clockwise.
That makes sense. Hello.
And do you have any ideas of if you decide that you do not like that gesture, where you could go to make changes?
I would think that I would go under the same rotor area under accessibility.
You would actually go under commands to change the rotor
commands.
Gesture.
Oh, under commands.
Okay. Yes, to change the actual gesture.
Oh, okay.
The rotor, that'll just is what you see in the rotor.
Now, do you know, because I just found, like I literally just found this before I finally got back over to the Zoom meeting to unmute, it does have a section in here under the rotor for direct touch area.
Yes,
and so
does.
If I turn that on, does that change that direct touch area if I come across that like on Hulu, where it
I
will actually use that gesture?
I think it would, yes.
Oh, good, because that direct touch area is a nightmare, Herbie.
It
I'm not
should,
even kidding.
Yeah, I know it is. And
okay.
It is not the most user-friendly, I agree.
I'm really totally going to test that out. I'm gonna probably throw a Hulu on and just see what it does with that on.
Excellent.
The only other one I had a question on, just really quick, is that you mentioned something about the image detail.
Yes.
Where you can get an audio description of the image detail. Where was that at again in accessibility?
Voiceover descriptions.
So I am in the voiceover section right now, so it'll be under there. Okay, perfecto. Yep. Thank you. I just needed a refresher. I appreciate it. Thank you.
1950. Your evening. Your evening summary.
There's a lot to remember. You know, even
phone.
I can...
Yeah.
FaceTime. Phone. Active sometimes phone. I have closing to phone. Go, settings. Double check where active. Things are. Settings. At quick. Type. Wrote. Act. Commit. Audio. Verbosity. Voiceover recognition.
Voiceover recognition. That's what it's actually called. So. Okay, so I do apologize. So voiceover recognition is where you will find the options for the image description and whatnot.
Oh, okay, right. Herbie, your phone just told me, but I will tell you again, you are at the 10-minute mark.
Yep.
And our next hand comes from Diane Harms. You can go ahead and
all
speak.
All right, Diane and her iPad.
Yep, yep, me and my iPad, we're here. Moore is here too. He's... getting excellent. Ready for his dinner, though.
Well, as long as he don't harm us, then we're all right. Oh, wait a
yeah. I was going to say, direct touch, you know, where for like yes. the app where it says to use us, you don't have to, because I believe if I'm remembering right, ESPN Plus used to say that, but I never did, and I could use the app just fine. So,
no, and, I've never had to use direct touch on ESPN Plus, but
yeah, okay. No, I haven't. So, yeah. And then another thing that good advice to people, I think, is don't clutter your rotor with too many items, you know, because yeah. then you're turning and that gesture, when I first got an iPhone back in, I believe it was 2012, that gesture was kind of hard. I didn't understand what, you know, wow, what do you, how do you do this? But I practiced yep. and got it. So, you know,
yep.
And then I just put, you know, customize the ones I really need to customize that I really don't get, you know. But otherwise, when I learn a new gesture, I practice it first to see how I'm going to do with it. And then if I can't get it, well, then I'll figure out something else to do. So.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, great presentation.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And our next hand is from Pat.
All right, Pat.
Hello.
Pat with a K.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm getting over an ear infection, so.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. So I had a question because you were talking about the rotor settings and, did I lose my sound? Uh-oh. I was talking about you were talking about the rotor settings and can you clarify? I know there's something called those quick setting things and you yes. can get to a lot of settings in that. Can you clarify that maybe? For those that maybe want to use those?
Okay, so quick settings is a separate thing from the rotor, and you can get to it anywhere from your phone. It was something that was very recently introduced in iOS. I forget if we got it last iOS, the previous one. But anyway, you activate it with a two-finger quadruple tap anywhere on the phone, and it'll bring up some of the options that you saw me customize, and you can go into your quick settings on the in the voiceover accessibility to adjust what options you see in there. Not everything is going to be available that you have in Rotor, I must admit I don't use it as much. I still honestly prefer the Rotor because, you know, I'm like old school. I go back to like 2010, you know what I'm saying? But so I honestly don't think of quick settings as much, but it's a great way. Like I'd use it for things that maybe you don't want in the rotor, perhaps because you might easily get to it or whatever. Two finger quadruple tap. And if you go to accessibility and voiceover and you go to quick settings towards the bottom, you can customize the things that you see and don't see in there. All right. Anybody else?
Not at this time. So if you guys got any questions,
yep,
please questions, raise your hands.
Comments, concerns. I don't take anything regarding my sanity, but all right.
And well, I'm still not seeing any.
Nope. Well, I hope you're all able to get something out of this presentation. Remember, if you have any additional questions, you can always find me on the Bits list, just if you're a Bits member. And if you're not, Well, odds are pretty good that you are an ACB community member and you will find me around all over the place, or you can email community at acb.org and ask them for my contact info, and I will be glad to talk to you. All right, so what am I going to talk about next time?
Herbie,
yes.
We just had two hands come up.
All right, let's take them.
So we're going to go with Malcolm first because he hasn't spoken yet. So Malcolm, you've been sending requests to unmute, so go ahead and speak.
All right, Malcolm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. In regards to the rotor and activating the rotor on your screen, I know it's a two-finger twisting motion. I have a little vision where I can see somebody. I had a workshop or something, and they were activating the rotor, and they did the two-finger thing, and the rotor was on the screen, and I could see it. And it was just changing from one subject to the next. And I'm thinking, did he have to turn his wrist every time? And is he that fast? Because I get it to come up and it'll tell me punctuation. And then I have to do it again before it'll tell me the next one.
You know, it's one of those things that is going to, you know, practice dexterity. I mean, you can turn the, it's, I turn the phone more than I perhaps turn my wrist.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably an easier way to do it. But again, it's, you know, I've been using the iPhone for 12 years. So, you know, in my case, it's, I don't even think about it. But I kind of turn the phone. A lot of times I'll turn the phone more than I'll turn the wrist. And
okay, because I noticed yours was going quite fast also.
Yep. But like I said to you, I've also been really 13 years now. So
Great show, though. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And who's next?
Well, sorry. Jewel is next.
All right, Jewel.
I there actually go, did Jewel. Have a question.
All right.
When you get to an app that isn't really accessible, but with screen recognition is accessible.
Yep.
Is there a way to set that app to always have screen recognition on, or do you just always have to go to the rotor?
So remember when you, remember I showed you, I don't know if you were here through the entire presentation.
Yes, I was.
Okay, so if you go to your voiceover recognition and settings and you go to screen recognition, you will see an apps button at the very bottom. And if you double tap it and select the that particular app, then it will always bring it up with screen recognition, provided, of course, you have it enabled.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Excellent question there. All right, anybody else?
Not at this time.
All right, so I think I've worked out what I'm going to demonstrate for everybody next month. I'd love to demonstrate Mastodon for you all, but the app that's really popular is still in beta mode. But once that comes out, I probably will do a demonstration of the Mona for Mastodon app on the iPhone. There are other apps, of course, but that'll be something further down the road. But next month, we're going to take a look at recording apps for the iPhone and do some comparisons. We got like the built-in voice memos app. So how you can use that to record things and whatnot. And we'll take a look at a couple of external applications that I like too that are really cheap. So I think the next one will be a little bit of a fun one. And so we're going to do that. And that is going to do it, I think, for tonight. I, like I said, hope everybody got something out of the audience. I do take requests for considerations for future demos. So, in fact, I highly encourage it because it would give me an idea of what you all would like to learn. And so, you know, because I like to try to customize to my audience as much as possible. So, on that, we will go ahead and then the... And early, Mike, you were a fabulous host, and hopefully we get you again, and hopefully we see you all next month.
All right, I'm going to end the meeting. Good night, everybody.